Welcome everyone to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're excited to sit down with Mr. Ben Locke, the Chief Executive Officer of Tecogen Inc. The company's core business continues to grow with ever more installations and service agreements, while several of its blue sky opportunities are getting closer to fruition. So we have lots to talk about. Tecogen is listed on NASDAQ with ticker symbol TGEN. Ben, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Ben, it's been a few months since our previous interview. So for our new listeners and readers, can you give us a brief recap of Tecogen?
Of course. So Tecogen is in the business of creating energy and power that is cleaner and more reliable than the traditional sources of getting energy. Specifically, we use natural gas as a way to generate electricity, heating and cooling directly in a building, rather than getting electricity from traditional sources like the grid and getting cooling from traditional sources that are primarily electric. By using natural gas to produce these things, there's substantial savings that a customer or a site or an industry can achieve versus traditional methods. That's Tecogen's core business. We've been quite successful in a few metrics that I'd be happy to talk about throughout this call. In addition to our core business, we have a very marketable technology in terms of emissions, cleaning up emissions from these natural gas engines that we use. Our emissions technology, which we call Ultera, is not only successful in our systems that we deploy, but has also been demonstrated to be successful in other stationary engine applications, such as standby generators. And more recently, we've had good results retrofitting fork trucks with our Ultera technology, as evidenced by a recent presentation we made at the Propane Council meeting, describing the retrofit we did to a fork truck under a partnership with Caterpillar Mitsubishi Fork Truck. So we're very excited about the progress of our core business and, of course, optimistic about the opportunity that Ultera holds for us.
Okay, thank you. Now, last year you completed the acquisition of American DG Energy. How did the integration go, and where do you see growth potential for the on-site utility provider?
Yes, it has been a good year integrating the ADG assets. Some listeners may recall that when we acquired them, there was potential for more profitability from these sites with a little technical input and perhaps small amounts of investment. And we've done that over the past year and gotten the majority of those ADG sites producing good revenues with solid margins on a consistent basis. That's a real valuable commodity to the company, not just obviously for the recurring revenues, but the having an asset base like that, having an asset that produces regular predictable revenues is a very marketable thing, and there's a tremendous finance appetite for it. So with that in mind, we have indeed looked at developing other ADG type, or I'll call them PPA, power purchase agreement sites, from our existing asset base. That is to say that Tecogen has thousands of units that we service. Some of those customers may want to sell their units for a little upfront cash, in which case we would create an OSU, an operating site utility, or PPA with those units, and then continue with that model to create steady revenue for the company. So I think the on-site utility model that we adopted when we acquired ADG is very strong. We've demonstrated that we can take these sites, rehabilitate them, and get them to produce more revenue than I think anyone else could. So in general, quite happy with the acquisition of American DG.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, both for the first and second quarter of fiscal year 2018, you announced record revenues. Would you give us an overview of your financial results in the past few quarters?
Sure, yeah. The second quarter, we saw a nice bump in revenue. I think it was almost 11% over the second quarter of 17. That bump in revenue is kind of across the board from our products. We saw an increase. Service saw a particularly increase. And then, of course, our energy production revenue from ADG. So we're happy that the revenues continue to grow. As I've mentioned before, product sales will always have a little bit of seasonality to it, a little ebb and flow. That's why it's nice to have the service revenue and, as I mentioned, the ADG, energy production revenue, which is more steady and kind of dampens those ups and downs of product sales.
And it doesn't stop there now, does it? Because mid-August, you announced a record backlog.
Yes, that's right. Our backlog is very strong. It comprises of not just product sales, but installation. But a particular piece of the backlog that I pointed out in our earnings call was the chiller backlog. I typically don't break out backlog by product segment, except to say that our chiller backlog is the highest it's ever been. And that is, again, representative of this growth and the market that we've seen, not just from indoor growing, but from other facilities that are just recognizing that natural gas chilling is an economic way to go forward. And since Tecogen is the only manufacturer of these direct fire natural gas chiller systems, we're in a very good spot.
Yes, indeed. A major contributor to this backlog was the legalization of cannabis in certain states and a subsequent boom in chiller sales. Would you give us some more information about this, and do you see this trend continuing?
Yes, of course. These indoor growing facilities, as we're learning, are quite energy intensive in terms of heating needs and cooling needs, dehumidification needs. All of that is energy intensive. And because cannabis growing and sales are all statewide, they can't cross state lines, these facilities have to be located within the state. They can't be selective about where they put them in terms of electric rates. So oftentimes, particularly here in Massachusetts, these grow facilities find themselves in places where electric rates are quite high and or simply the capacity, the amount of power that the utility can provide to the site might be constrained. So whereas some of these groups would look to cogeneration perhaps as a solution to that, a much more thoughtful approach leads to the TECO Chill because, again, so much of the energy needs of these indoor growing facilities are cooling. By taking the electric load off of that facility using natural gas TECO Chills, the remaining electrical load becomes much more manageable from a cost and utility standpoint. And then at that point, you can look to cogeneration, which we've done at others. But the point being that the first most economical method of getting the electric energy cost down for these grow facilities is using our TECO Chill because it provides the chilled water. Many of these sites use the recovered waste heat, you know, similar to cogen, you have heat off the chillers. So that adds to the economics. And it's a really good product. So we're quite happy with the development of this. And as further benefit, this goes state to state. So the development that we're seeing here in Massachusetts is going to be similar in New York and similar in New Jersey and similar in California as each of these states develop their own infrastructure for growing this product. So we're quite happy with the development. And I'm particularly happy that we've been able to get the engineering community to understand the value of TECOCHILL, because then we get specified into these drawings. And once you get specified in the drawing packages, it becomes a lot more kind of predictable, the sales.
Okay, that's very good to know. And also your combined heat and power systems are doing extremely well. Could you first of all tell us what makes your top line, the Inverte E Plus cogeneration unit, stand out?
Sure. Yeah, there. You know, the utility industry is changing in many ways. Distributed generation, solar, wind, storage, CHP, is changing the way the utility operates. And I point that out in particular because there are times, particularly California is the best example of it, where so much of the grid power is dominated by renewable inputs. You know, there's so much solar on the grid that when that solar is curtailed briefly, a cloud going by or what have you, then the grid, of course, has to make that up again quickly, instantaneously, and then the cloud goes away, and the grid has to respond to these ups and downs of demand and of supply via renewables, and it becomes difficult. CHP can play a very important role in that, and that's where Tecogen has positioned ourselves. The inverter of our Inverte product, that's our leading, of course, piece of technology, has been certified to a new standard in California, the Smart Inverter Certification, that not only allows you to exist on the network and interconnect with the utility, but allows a utility to reach out to this asset, this CHP asset in my case, and dispatch it in times of need when the grid has a frequency perturbation, when the grid has a problem with power factor. We would, in the past, sit idly by until the grid has sorted those things out. Well, now with this smart inverter that we are the only CHP manufacturer to have at this point, the grid can look to us to help in those situations. And by help, that means pay. You know, there are very good incentive schemes out there for the grid to call upon DG assets like ourselves if they've got this smart inverter to help do frequency response, to help do power factor correction. And adding that layer of economics into our CHP economics doesn't just make it more profitable for our customers. It makes some projects pass the hurdle rate to go forward than not. If a project had a 6 or 7 year ROI, but with these utility programs to do grid support, you could get that ROI perhaps to 3 or 4 years. Now you've got a project that can move forward. So Tecogen is absolutely at the forefront of the combined heat and power system technology, specifically as it relates to this smart inverter requirement, which exists in California and we expect will spread from state to state to some of our more prime markets like New York.
Now, one sales agreement after the other is being announced for the Inverti E+. And although sales occur all over the United States, especially in New York City, is very hot. Why is that?
Many of the reasons I just mentioned occur in New York. There were 8 demand days in New York this summer. And what that means is those were 8 days where the utility, Con Edison, said, we are officially tapped out and we need help from our ratepayer base to help curtail electric use because we can't supply anymore. That's what's called demand response. And so there were 8 days this year where those people that were enrolled in this utility program were their phone rang, so to speak, and they were asked to curtail the amount of electric use that they've been doing for that day for certain hours, and then they, of course, get paid for doing this. So we have many of our customers enrolled in that program. And again, the overall issue being that on those key points, those hot summer days in New York, they need every effort to curtail how much utility power is needed. And combined heat and power is absolutely a turn-to source for that. So that exists most notably in New York, but other utilities, certainly here in Massachusetts, have days when the grid is particularly taxed, and that is the exact time when CHP can provide the most benefit to the grid. So I don't see that changing. There's a tremendous infrastructure investment needed in New York to avoid these type of demand days. Until that incredible investment happens, I think DG and CHP in particular is continue to be called upon to help do grid support.
Tecogen has been developing a number of applications for its Ultera technology, which dramatically reduces a natural gas-powered engine's harmful emissions. Let's discuss those potential applications in more detail. First, we have the application for propane-fueled fork trucks. Can you describe that for us and also give an overview of the results so far?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And just for some perspective, the way that Ultera, our emissions technology, has been validated repeatedly over and over, is we think of it in terms of different engines. So we developed Ultera for our, you know, cogeneration engines, you know, these General Motors engines, and it worked. And it's been working. We've got thousands of units out there with Ultera showing these fuel cell type emissions. We did the Ilios product with Ultera. That's a Ford engine. We have our Inverte E+. That's a GM derivative, but yet another engine. Again, what you do from a technical perspective in qualifying this technology is show it works on so many different engine platforms. So we've got GM, we've got GM derivative, we've got Ford, we did our Generac with the generators, we've done Caterpillar engines, we've done some Waukesha engines. Those were all stationary water pumping engines. And so now this next endeavor with Ultera is on non-stationary engines, and as you were saying, the fork trucks. Yet another engine, in this case, a Mitsubishi engine. As our press release indicated a few weeks ago, we gave our presentation at the Propane Council showing the results of the collaboration between Tecogen and our fork truck partner, which is Caterpillar Mitsubishi fork truck. So showing that it works on this smaller Mitsubishi fork truck engine is, again, just another confirmation that this technology is robust enough to go from one engine platform to the other. But more importantly, really a validation by Cat Mitsubishi that this is something that the fork truck industry needs. It's a real threat to the propane fork truck industry, this emissions concern. And the concern they have, of course, is that everyone's going to switch to battery fork trucks and their market share is going to go down. So having a technology that can retrofit a fork truck, not require them to go and buy another $50,000 fork truck, but just to simply retrofit their existing fleet to get the emissions where they need to be, that is extremely compelling. And we were very glad to see Cat Mitsubishi validate that by joining us on this next phase of the project.
And you already referenced to it a couple of weeks ago. Bob Panora, Tecogen's president and COO, presented the results of the forklift truck emissions program at the 2018 World LPG Forum in Houston. How were the reactions there?
Very positive for all the reasons I mentioned. I mean, many of these propane suppliers, their primary customers are manufacturing and fork trucks. And, you know, propane is the go-to fuel from a power density standpoint, from a reliability standpoint for all of these industries. You can't have your fork trucks sitting idle by, well, you certainly could, but it's not cost-effective, plugged into the wall, while the other half of the fleet that you had to buy is running on batteries. It's simply not cost-effective. So the propane industry is desperately looking for some clean technology to show that propane fork trucks can be just as good for air quality in indoor environments and outdoor environments as a fuel cell. So I think the response from the propane industry was very good at this show. And we're hoping that this next step of collaboration with Cat Mitsubishi will result in I would like to see a small fleet get upgraded with Altera to further demonstrate that it works.
Mm-hmm. That is really the next step in the fork truck development program?
Yes, that's exactly right. So, we're working with Cat Mitsubishi to, of course, come up with the exact plan. That's not been determined yet, but my goal is to find a fleet of four trucks in some area, you know, perhaps in Southern California. Perhaps you find a fleet of a few hundred or a few dozen or some number of four trucks, retrofit them, and show that the technology works over some period of time as it goes through its daily activities, lifting things up and putting things down and et cetera. That type of empirical demonstration, I believe, will go a long way to start getting this more implemented. And then not just for retrofits. I mean, this certainly could be implemented on the OEM level with the manufacturers so that the manufacturer, whether it's Cat Mitsubishi or anyone else, can go ahead and market a new fork truck as a near zero emission vehicle. And those keywords of near zero emission are important because there are incentives that certain states will give vehicles, whether it's a fork truck or a car, that have near zero emissions. So we're very excited to go to this next step with Cat Mitsubishi. We'll see what the plan is in terms of doing the next tests and in my hopes of updating a small fleet. It should be a lot to look forward to from our investors with the fork truck program.
Absolutely. In addition, the Altera was developed for stationary non-emergency generators. How is that opportunity progressing?
Yes, still very much an opportunity for us. In terms of resource, I try to be very careful and measured about how much resources I put on different activities, meaning I would rather put our precious discretionary resources on the fork truck program rather than try to continue to find other emergency generators that we could retrofit. We've proved we could do emergency generators, and I think in an ideal world, eventually we'll have a lot more market development there. But right now we're kind of trying to move to the next rung of the ladder, which is a much more substantial vertical market for us, which is the mobile applications as represented by the fork trucks. So that's a long way of saying not much. It absolutely works on the generators. There probably is more opportunity there, but I think the better use for our resources is on the much larger opportunity of fork trucks right now.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Tecogen has initiated a program to adapt the Altera technology to gasoline-fueled automotive engines. Could you tell us where we are today with that program and what we can expect in the coming quarters?
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's an excellent question. It is, and that it goes right to what I was saying about investing our resources in the markets that have the most potential for growth for the company, you know, for upside for the company. And I mentioned fork trucks, but absolutely right after that is vehicles. I mean, that is the area where Tecogen could absolutely be a game changer for our investors and for the company to demonstrate this works on vehicles. We have demonstrated, as you know, that it works on vehicles with our work first at AVL and then second at a different automotive test lab here in the United States. We have proven it works on vehicles. The next steps development-wise to show that it works on vehicles are very, very similar, if not exactly the same, as the next steps we need to take with this fork truck. Then that's a good thing, which means the next step of development work we're doing with CAT Mitsubishi is also enabling us to take that and put it towards eventually a next step for the automotive. So suffice to say that the next few months, the work we're going to be doing on the fork trucks is almost mirror the work that we'll be doing on vehicles. So at some point in the future, we'll be able to have a better idea of how we can bring this to either an automobile manufacturer, an OEM. There are certainly a lot of third-party entities out there that take vehicles, convert them to natural gas. As part of that conversion to natural gas, you could absolutely see a conversion to Ultera emissions, and you could get it into the marketplace that way even without a deal with an automotive partner or an OEM. So I'm thinking of different ways we can bring this forward. Of course, nothing's conclusive, but suffice to say we're making good progress by proxy through the fork truck development program.
And as a final question, what are some of the important milestones that investors should look out for in the next 12 months?
From the core business standpoint, you'll see more cogeneration sales with good customers, and good customers meaning, you know, ones that might represent more customers. It could be a property management company, could be a hotel, could be an ESCO. You absolutely, investors should count on seeing more of our chiller sales. I've talked enough about that in this call to say we're very excited about it. And as I said, chiller sales are a very nice sale because they're much more transactional, because you're dealing oftentimes with engineering companies and construction people that put in chillers every day. And so the transactions seem to go a lot more smoother than cogeneration sales, which for whatever reason sometimes drag out. So investors from the core business, see more chiller sales, see us start to expand in some other vertical markets for chillers. There are absolutely some other markets that we're starting to address. I won't go into them now, but as we see sales in some of these other vertical markets for chillers, I think investors will be happy. And then on the emission side, expect to see results with the Ultera on fork trucks with our partner, CAT Mitsubishi. We expect in the next few months to do more testing with them. We'll share the results as we're able to, as our partner feels comfortable doing with. But the investors should absolutely look for positive developments for the Ultera program.
Fantastic. Ben, thank you very much for your time and insight. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we wish you and Tecogen all the best.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to further updates.